93.7 The Wave, where the Downy Snooze Watch never stops. I'm Susan Patton. This update brought to you by Darling Chevrolet in Ellsworth. New or used, you'll do better at Darling's. We open our news at this hour by letting you know that Route 9 in Wesley's been shut down, and it will be shut down for a few hours. The Washington County Sheriff's Department telling 93.7 The Wave News that a log truck and additional vehicle have been involved in a crash there. Once again, Route 9 in Wesley is shut down. It will be shut down for the next few hours as the Washington County Sheriff's Department deals with a vehicle accident involving a logging truck and another vehicle. We're following this story and we'll have more for you from the Sheriff's Department as they deal with the scene. The beautiful weather we've experienced this week comes at a price, and that price is a very high fire danger. A red flag warning is posted for the entire state today. Maine forest rangers and local firefighters were busy yesterday extinguishing wildfires, and they got called out last night in Lubeck. Washington County Regional Dispatch says they toned out firefighters from Lubeck and Whiting to assist the forest rangers on a blaze that started last night around 9:30 on the Boot Cove Road in Lubeck. What sparked that blaze remains under investigation. Elver eel fishing is in full swing, and Arthur Wyman has more from the Department of Marine Resources, which implemented emergency regulations on the fishery.
Susan, according to DMR Commissioner Patrick Kelleher, the emergency regulations are in response to the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point changing their harvest plan in mid-season. The new rule, which will take effect tomorrow, is designed to prevent the use of fike nets to catch elvers by sustenance fishermen. Commercial fishermen typically use fike nets, and this year they must report their catch daily to the DMR, which is charged to make sure Maine does not go over its federally mandated catch limit. Sustenance fishermen typically harvest elvers with dip nets. Kelleher, in a press release late yesterday, says that the Passamaquoddy tribe at Pleasant Point has started issuing sustenance licenses that authorize the use of fike nets, and that Chief Fred Moore has told the Marine Patrol that the tribe plans to ship elvers out of the country, which is in violation of Maine's sustenance laws. The Passamaquoddy tribe has no way to accurately track or report daily landings of elvers to the DMR, which could cause the state to exceed its harvest limit and have a negative impact on the elver fishery in the future. Arthur Wyman, 93.7 The Wave News.
There's going to be a special meeting of the Ellsworth City Council tomorrow morning for them to review bids for a project that's going to enhance the area around the Knowlton Park project. Ellsworth's interim city manager David Cole tells 93.7 The Wave News that three bids were received by the city for consideration.
The State Street project involved redoing the sidewalk and the drainage up State Street adjacent to Knowlton Park. It involves granite curbing and a mill and fill, as it's called, of the pavement. That will be done this summer.
The adjusted low bid was submitted by John W. Goodwin Jr. Construction, so if the city council actually approves that bid, the project cost would be about $196,000. Now that the heavy snowpack from winter is gone and the frost has come out of the ground, work begins on Maine's blueberry barrens. Dr. David Yarborough is the wild blueberry specialist with the University of Maine Cooperative Extension, and he tells 93.7 The Wave News that the non-bearing barrens are being prepped for next year.
All the plants that they need to prune, if they didn't prune them last fall, generally they're mowing them to the ground, or you can see there are a few fields that are still rough and rocky that they do burning on, so they use an oil burner to prune it. And the pruning just takes off that top layer of plants and causes new growth to come up from the underground stems or rhizome, and this produces the new plants for this year.
The barrens that will be producing this year are being watched for growth, and some barrens, which have a history of early season plant disease called mummy berry, will be treated. Food pantries across the state need your help restocking their shelves, and you can do that this Saturday as part of the annual Letter Carrier Food Drive. Keith Ames is a volunteer with the Samaritan Pantry in Bangor, and he'll be working with the letter carriers to pick up the donated food, which can be labor-intensive but well worth the effort.
We want people to know that we really need their help at home. All they have to do is put something out by the mailbox, and we'll pick it up and distribute it and take care of it from there. This is focusing on non-perishable foods for not only our pantry, for other pantries in the area, too. So we need their help.
All you need to do to help is leave a bag full of non-perishable foods by your mailbox this Saturday, or you can drop it off at your local post office. Last year, the Letter Carrier Food Drive collected over 70,000 pounds of food for Maine food cupboards. Now your local weather watch. Sunshine for today, highs in the low 70s. Clear tonight, then becoming partly cloudy later on with lows in the mid-40s. And sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. I'm Susan Patton on your community information station, 93.7 The Wave.